Hi, Reagan.
Hey, Belinda, how are you doing today?
Very well, Jane.
I just need to state for the record that this call is being recorded, if that's okay.
Yes, that's fine.
No worries. So I'm Reagan Lee, and I'm from Radio ECU. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks.
It's good. Would you be able to state your name, title, and credentials, please?
My name's Belinda Joyce. I'm a midwife and maternal and child health nurse and the author of Survive and Enjoy Your Baby.
Have you heard of the television show How to Train Your Baby Like a Dog?
Yes, I have.
And what was your initial reaction when you heard about it?
I was very shocked about the title. Firstly, children are very different to dogs.
Was there, do you think there's any merit to this way of raising children?
Look, it is the way that some families have chosen to raise children in the past. It's quite an old-fashioned way to raise children. And I think when we know better, we should do better.
And what are your thoughts on using treats as like a positive reinforcement?
Look, treats can be helpful. I think we need to be wary of what the treats are. So food treats, which are often used with dogs, it's really not appropriate for young children. But small treats can be helpful, even, you know, in the way of stickers and that kind of thing. But it should only be part of the parenting. Yes.
And how do you think this way of raising children, like, as dogs with treats, will affect the children in the future?
I don't think the children will gain the healthy relationships with their carers that they could gain, because the parents are going to be less responsive to why the child is behaving the way they're behaving, and not taking into account perhaps if the child's very tired and you're getting poor behaviour, you probably need to address the fact that the child's tired rather than punish them for the poor behaviour.
What is a better method for raising children, do you think?
Look, we know a lot more about the brain and the brains of children as they're learning. And so looking at emotion coaching and really trying to teach your child emotional intelligence has got some much better successes in the research.
Thank you so much for your time and everything you've shared with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Reagan.
No worries. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.